I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 3rd, 2026. Governor Andy Beshear announced yesterday his administration would expand the list of conditions that qualify a Kentuckian to obtain a medical cannabis card. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
In what he billed as a clarification, Beshear added 15 conditions to the 6 laid out in statute. The Democratic governor says he thinks they fall under the broad wording in the original law that includes Kentuckians suffering from severe and chronic nausea, pain, and muscle spasms.
These conditions might not be listed in the statute itself, but the underlying symptoms of them are right there in the wording.
Some of the conditions that Beshear's executive order calls to be added to the list include sickle cell anemia, ALS, and terminal illnesses. While medical marijuana has been legal in Kentucky since the start of 2025, products have been slow to hit the shelves. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
A former U.S. Senate candidate from Kentucky has a new role in President Trump's administration. As Lisa Autry reports, Nate Morris has been nominated for an ambassadorship.
After President Trump endorsed his opponent, Andy Barr, Nate Morris dropped out of the Republican U.S. Senate primary in exchange for a role at the White House. It wasn't revealed what position the Lexington businessman would fill. But according to a news release issued Monday from the Trump administration, Morris has been tapped to become ambassador to Colombia. While he hasn't spoken publicly about the nomination, Morris previously said he was proud to represent Kentucky and America on the global stage and fight for the president's America First agenda. Morris must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, where he could face scrutiny as an outspoken critic of the retiring Senator Mitch McConnell. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Attorney General Russell Coleman announced the 12 randomly selected counties that will undergo an inquiry after the primary election. Rowan, Oldham, Franklin, Davis, Laurel, Adair, Scott, Union, Fulton, Carroll, Floyd, and Pike counties were all selected. The goal is to determine if any irregularities occurred during the recent election. After the inquiry, the findings will be presented to a grand jury in each of the counties. Learn more when you visit us online at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.